Welcome back to part two of Night Train for this Tuesday evening. I'll start off with Mulgrew Miller, the Mulgrew Miller Trio, live at the Kennedy Center. Thank you. Mulgrew Miller there on the piano, of course, with Derek Hodge on the bass and Rodney Green on the drums. The tune we heard them play was Skylark, the Hoagy Carmichael Johnny Mercer classic. That's from their 2006 Max Jazz label CD entitled The Mulgrew Miller Trio Live at the Kennedy Center, Volume 1. Mulgrew Miller. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now it's time for our second featured CD. We've been working our way slowly through a box set of the Kenny Burrell complete album collections between 1957 and 1962. Tonight we've reached 1959. This particular LP, On View at the Five Spot Cafe in New York City. Here he plays with the drummer Art Blakey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kenny Burrell there on the guitar, Tina Brooks on the tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Ben Tucker on the bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. That's from that 1959 Blue Note release on view at the Five Spot Cafe. The tunes we heard them play were, first of all, Burke's Works, then Alleluia, and finally Lady Be Good. Well, just to remind you once again, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, the great bass player, Jaco Pastorius. We'll be right back. Rico Pastorius there, playing the electric bass. The tune we heard him play was, first of all, a medley, Kuru, and then Speak Like a Child, an orchestra of strings conducted by Michael Gibbs. Also, on Kuru, he was backed by Herbie Hancock on the piano, Bobby Economou on the drums, and Don Elias. That's from a 2000 Sony re-release of a 1976 Epic Records CD called Jaco Pastorius. Well, that just about does it for Night Train for another week. Hope you enjoyed the show, and you'll come back again next Tuesday from 8 until 10. Let's go out tonight with Jimmy Giuffre, the great clarinet, tenor sax, baritone sax player, the Jimmy Giuffre Trio, featuring Jim Hall here on the guitar, and Ralph Pina, and Jim Atlas on the bass. The tune, one of his classics, The Train and the River. This was recorded back in 1957 on a Stars of Jazz TV show in Hollywood, California, and then re-released as a compilation CD by Gambit Records. Unfortunately, we don't have a date on that particular release. Stay tuned now for John Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Till next Tuesday, this is John Green. Take care.
I'm Marco Werman. The world is people.
Books were everything to me. I turned to books to deal with this feeling of being an outcast. And I particularly turned to fantasy because in places like, you know, Narnia and Middle Earth, I wasn't a scared little brown kid. I was brave and strong, and I was never afraid.
Join us and listen to the world.
Monday through Thursday afternoons at 2 here on KRVS.
Listener support allows KRVS to provide exceptional programs in unprecedented times. You can help make sure that we can continue to grow to meet the ever-changing needs of our community. Contribute to your local source for news and information, music and culture at krvs.org.
Hey guys, JC here with K-Pop Fever. Be sure to tune in, bringing you all the latest news in K-pop, playing the newest, giving you updates, and so much more. So be sure to tune in on 88.7 FM radio.
You're listening to KRVS. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media or on the web at krvs.org. On everybody.
Bring the peanut butter because I'm bringing the jam on the Zydeco Stomp. I'm Herman Fuselier reminding you that every Saturday it's you and me till 3 with the best in Zydeco blues and old school R&B on KRVS. The music's so good you want to get on your telephone and call somebody and tell them I'm jamming with the Zydeco Stomp. Noon Saturdays only on KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Et toi, manque les pas cher.
KRVS 88.7 FM. Lafayette, Lake Charles.